We're setting another record here at To The Point with our youngest guest ever.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interview. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies.
To The Point with Kristen Burt, presented by Dance Network and Popcorn Talk. And I'm so excited because we're kicking off with a little Amor, 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 because this girl started a video with J-Lo. Hello, Diana Pombo.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so excited that you're here today.
I know. I'm so happy to be here.
You're setting a record because you are officially my youngest guest so far. I had the a couple of the kids from the lab. I had Trey and Lil Sweets, but they're older than you.
Oh,
I love this.
We set the record.
Set the record. Yeah. All right. This is going to be so much fun because, you know, it's so interesting. I was like, you're so young, except now you're like taller than me.
Yep.
From the last time I saw you, I was like, hey, she grew. But what's so fascinating is you've had like an incredible dance journey already, which is amazing. And I always like to talk about this because I talked about it when I had Logan Hernandez here and I sent you the video because I said, we talked about you on the show today. Stars Dance Company, I talk about this studio all the time. They are developing some great dancers, including yourself.
Thank you so much.
So talk a little bit about what Victor and Angel are doing so well. Talk about your training.
Well, my training. I've been dancing for a while now. And for me, I love dancing so much. I started dancing when I was around 4, but even since I was like little, I would just like dance around the house and go. I was like the crazy child in my family.
I kind of believe that though. I do.
I'm the youngest and the craziest.
How many of your family are there altogether?
I have 2 older sisters and my mom and my dad.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
You're the baby.
Yes, I am the baby. And my parents are Colombian, so we would always listen to loud Latin music all around the house. And even now, like for my mom's birthday, we had a live cumbia come, which is like a Colombian style of music. And I got to play the accordion. And
do you play the accordion?
No. I don't play the accordion, but I got to play it. And
you tried it.
Yeah, it's really, really cool.
I'm coming to your house for birthdays then. Forget it. I'm like...
Yes, we have like huge family parties and we love music so much, all kinds of music. And so I started dancing when I was around 4. I did ballet, some jazz and some tap after my sister Andrea. And my mom would always see me just running around the house in her tutus. And she was like, okay, we have to put her in classes with Andrea. And so I finally went into classes. And after that, when I turned around 7, I went to my first competitive dance studio, Just Dance It. And I could still remember my first solo, Dinosaur.
How was it? Was it good?
It's the funniest thing
in the world. Did you have a dinosaur costume?
I had like this, I don't know how to explain it. I had like this top with rhinestones and this skirt and I was like shaking around everywhere.
Like a dinosaur would.
Yes, like a dinosaur. It's on YouTube if you want to see it. It's very funny. I laugh every time I see it.
And you've progressed since then.
Yes, for sure. And even for me at that young age, being on stage, it was like playing dress up and make-believe in front of a whole bunch of people. And then I started taking it more seriously when I was around 9. My sister and I moved to Stars Dance Studio with Victor Smalley and Angel Armas.
Yes, we love them. And, of course, anyone who has watched So You Think You Can Dance, you know he was one of the finalists season 6. Of course, I'm talking about Victor. Yes. And Dance Moms Miami with Victor and Angel. So they're very well known, but they're also training great dancers. So does your older sister still dance?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Andrea dances, and she loves to model as well. And then Ivana, she's 24. Yeah, so she, like, just got out of college, and she's, like, she's a model, and she's very beautiful as well.
Oh, you have a good-looking family then, huh? Talented, too. So what is it about Stars? Like, what are you learning that you feel like is really helping you in your dance career?
Yeah, well, I feel like at Stars, Victor Smalley was really the first person that helped me connect with music and emotions. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's so important. And for the first time, I felt my dancing evolve into more than just steps.
Yep.
And it became about the passion and what you love to do and doing it from inside. And also the technique is very important as well. But it's also about having a lot of heart and doing it because you love it. And STARS really took it to the next level for me with the training and all the positivity. It was really a great studio for me. I still train there as well. And around the same time, I was taking gymnastics classes. Mm-hmm. And I was taking private lessons with my ballet teacher, Miss Lourdes Alvarellos. Mm-hmm. And I even still train with her to this day. I was training with her since I was about 7.
So she's known you a long time.
I still train with her. And those people like that, like STARS and my ballet teachers, they really helped me turn me into the dancer that I am today. And they're just so supportive, and it's such an amazing studio.
It matters, too, and I think that there's one thing, and, you know, Ricky Ubeda came out of your studio as well, and Nick Daniels. I mean, you guys have some great dancers, but it's not, you can be a great technical dancer, and we feel nothing as an audience. Getting in touch with your emotions is really important. And that was something I talked about with Logan. He said, we do a lot of improv, and I said, is that what they're doing with, like, at the time, I was like, little 11-year-old Diana Pombo, she's feeling all these emotions. Because, you know, when you're your age, you have, like, you've lived this life, you know, as an adult, you bring more and more experiences to it. So is it the music that's making you feel and being able to tie that in with movement?
Well, even for me, being really little, like, my mom would even tell me I would be dancing in her tummy. And so I've always been connected to music, growing up listening to it. Like, I would listen to music on the radio, and I have to dance to it. Every time I listen to music, I have to dance to it. It's just this switch.
Yeah, it's something innate in you.
It's something inside me. My Latin roots, everything, it comes in, and I just dance to the music. It's like, I can't stop it. My body just starts moving. So it's just something that's always happened to me since I was a little girl.
Oh, I love that, though. And, you know, musicality is so important, obviously, as a dancer, or any type of artistry that you do, whether, you know, you wind up singing or acting or anything. It really is a huge component, having that musicality.
It is. It is very important.
So at what point, when So You Think You Can Dance comes around, Next Generation, and I think it was 8 to 13 that year, if I remember correctly. I did cover it, but I think everyone kind of averaged like 10 and up by the time everyone got cast and stuff like that. How did Victor and Angel prepare you for the audition? Because that's a big deal.
Yes. It was So You Think You Can Dance was actually my first like television show to attend to, and I was only, I think, was I 10?
It says 10 on Fox on the clip I saw. So
yes, yeah. I was 10. And to train for that, it was just a lot of hard work. For me, ballet is very important. Since
Say
I was a little
again.
Girl.
Say it again. Say it again.
Ballet is so, so important. Yep. I mean, it's so good to do other styles like contemporary, hip-hop, jazz, tap for musicality and everything. But ballet is key to turn out to musicality.
Your core.
To your core. To help with strengthening for your arm posture, for your head, for everything. Ballet is very important. So ballet is my first love. And then I got into all the other styles and all the other genres. And at one point in my life, I really got to train in all those different styles. Mm-hmm. When I was around 9, I won Apprentice at Artist Simply Human. Mm-hmm. And I was the youngest apprentice. And that was the first time I got to work with instructors one-on-one, assisting them.
Yep.
And learning all genres.
And that helps
every
a lot.
Every single genres, everything.
I know that like Rudy Abreu's on Art is Simply Human now.
Yes, I love Rudy.
I do too. I love Rudy so much. I had him here about a month ago. He's amazing. He's one of my favorite people. And he's a hard worker too.
Yes.
Were any of the Art is Simply Human teachers and choreographers, were any of them on So You Think? Because sometimes there's some crossover. Do you know at the time?
I think, of course, Rudy was on So You Think.
When you were there. Because sometimes, I think a lot of people have worked, you know, sometimes they've worked with Stacey Tookie on one of the convention circuits and things, and they're able to come into the auditions and go, if I make it to Academy, I know that maybe I'll have Travis, or maybe I know Nappy Tabs and things like that.
Yeah, honestly, I think Rudy's the only one I know who was on So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah.
And after Art Is Simply Human, I won Best Dancer at the Dance Awards, which is absolutely huge.
Amazing.
And I got to assist people like Stacey Tookie, Mia Michaels, Travis Wall, Mark Miesmer, and so many more.
Yep.
Doing all those different genres and training in convention, which I think is so important too, taking convention classes, because not only did I learn more as a dancer assisting all these amazing faculty, but I got inspired by watching other dancers as well. So I feel like that point prepared me for so much else, so much more, and so much more to come in my life.
And so you get there to the So You Think audition, and we know that there's a few steps before you make it on the stage in front of Nigel and Paula and Jason Derulo, who are the judges at the time.
Yes.
But you're on that stage. How did you keep yourself calm? Because I watched this and I was like, you're pretty much cool as a cucumber.
Well, in my head, I was like, oh my gosh, look at this. I'm in front of Mr. Nigel, and I'm in front of Miss Paula Abdul, and I'm in front of Mr. Derulo. And oh my gosh, and this is my first time on television. And but what I did and what I always do is just breathe and calm down.
That big deep breath before you start moving, right?
Yes. And I have this thing every time I go on stage, I get into my special zone and I put on headphones and I just focus and I listen to my music, and that helps me get in my center and I let go all of my fear and I just go on stage and give it my all, which has helped me a lot, just dancing with my heart and my whole entire soul.
Well, they gave you a standing ovation, so that must have been pretty good. They sent you right to the Academy. You must have been like, phew.
Yes.
Done.
Although I do wish I was in Team Sasha.
Yes.
Which I was super happy. I was a little sad that I got cut, though, but it prepared me for something like the Olympics of dance.
Right. And here's the thing. And I think like this is a really good point that you're making, because there's so many other young dancers that want to be in the position that you're in.
Yeah.
When you have that moment of disappointment, because that's all it is. It's not failure. It's disappointment.
Yeah.
But did it make you stronger? Did it make you want to have like bigger fight for the next audition? How did you feel in that moment? How did you turn it into something even bigger?
Well, for me, I grew up hearing the saying that everything happens for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And getting eliminated only made me stronger, and it made me work even harder. And all the corrections and the advice that I got, I put it into my dancing skills, and I went back to my studio and I trained even harder.
Yeah, sometimes it gives you, you have two choices. You can either fight harder or you can just give up and quit.
Yeah, never give up.
Don't do it.
Don't give up.
Don't give up at all. And I think that's a really great message, especially for young people, because I think we can, you know, when you're younger, sometimes you're like, I'm terrible, I can't do this. And you know what? That's not it. The success is you had a great audition in front of Nigel and Paula and Jason. You made it to Academy. You were on a team.
Yeah.
You know,
definitely.
There was teams of five. That was great. And that's the important thing.
Yeah. You definitely have to look at the positive side.
Yeah. And so you're back at your studio. And now I always, this has been very interesting, because season one for World of Dance, nobody really knew what this show was going to be.
Neither did I.
So were you contacted? Because a lot of people were contacted through like DMs on Instagram, or some people found them through YouTube.
Yeah.
How were you contacted? Do you remember?
I actually do remember. I remember getting emailed by a producer saying, hey, we're doing this show called World of Dance. We would love for you to come and audition. And we were like, oh, okay. But actually before that, my sister Andrea was in the hospital.
Oh, geez.
And she had to get a surgery And it wasn't horrible. It wasn't like super severe. It
wasn't really life threatening or anything.
No. And we were like, I was like, no, I'm not going to go. It was an audition in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, I'm not going to go. I have to stay with Andrea. Like she's about to get surgery. And then we're like, okay, we canceled all of it. Like, we canceled the flight. And Andrea was like, Sophie, you have to go. They call me Sophie.
Because it's your middle name, right?
That's Sophia? My middle name. Yeah. That's my middle name. They're like, Diana, you have to go. Do it for me. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go and I'm going to do it for her and I'm going to do it for my family. And I remember my mom telling me the first thing that Andrea said when she got out of surgery was, did Diana leave?
Wow.
And for me, that was like, okay, I'm going to do this for her.
This is the sign. Yeah, this is the sign.
And so I went to the audition all the way in Atlanta, and you would do like your dances, and then you would do like interviews, and then it was mostly just a waiting game. Like, you just had to wait and wait and wait. And then it's funny because they would like send you emails and be like, okay, you made it through this round of this part of your audition. So you haven't made it through completely, but you made it through one of the little rounds.
You made it over one little hurdle. Yeah. I heard a lot of people waited months and then they were like, you didn't necessarily make it through this round, but we're doing another wave of acceptances. And sometimes people wouldn't hear one time and then they'd hear another. It was interesting.
It was like a lot of a wait. And then finally we got that email. Congratulations, you made it to the show. And I was just like, I was crying. Our whole family was crying all together. And we really had no idea how huge the show was going to be. And I remember it was just me and my mom. Mm-hmm. And I remember holding her hand and walking into the set and looking around. And I was like, oh my gosh.
This is bigger than I thought.
I was like, this is huge. And I was like, there's dance legends here. I was like, Mom, I'm probably going to get cut the first round. But you know what? Let me just enjoy it.
You're so emotional even over this memory.
I know. It's amazing. You see me? I'm getting all teary.
No, but it's great. I love this, though, because here's the thing, Diana. Like, we didn't know what it was on our end, even on the press end. We were trying to figure it out. And I had done some, J-Lo and Derek and Jenna had done, like, a panel. And so we were like, okay, we kind of had some feedback. And I was like, this is going to be big. NBC's putting a lot of muscle behind this.
Yeah.
But when you walk on that set through that tunnel and you're like itty bitty 11, yes, like, hello.
I was there and I was only 11 years old as a soloist.
And did you worry about that? See, that was the other thing too. A lot of people were worried that soloists were going to get just overwhelmed by crews and everything else.
It was like, I saw people like the La Twins and Jabberwockies and Keani and Mari and Fiction.
Kinjas and,
I was like, oh. I mean, this is huge.
Did you know who most of these people were?
Yes. I was like, oh my gosh, there's that person and that person and that person. And I'm just here. And it was such an incredible opportunity for me being there. And from that moment, I was like a sponge. Mm-hmm. Wanting to learn everything. And I would go, there's like ballroom groups, Bollywood, hip hop, tap, every style you can imagine. And that's why they called World of Dance the Olympics of Dance.
Yes.
Because it's any age, any style, any group, they all come together to have the name as the best dancer in the world. But it's not just that. For me, it was about being there. And just learning and growing as a dancer and an artist, really. An artist.
Yeah, when else are you going to get this opportunity to have all these incredible dancers in the same room at the same time?
Yeah.
It doesn't happen that often.
Yes, and we're not even talking about the judges yet.
No, we have not.
We're not talking about the judges yet. But I mean,
I want to talk about that first round, though, because this, I loved this. You know, you come out and, let's talk about this move right here. Can we put that photo up? First of all, I love this because we actually, if J-Lo had watched your So You Think audition, this was in it.
Yes.
This is kind of a little bit of a signature move.
This is new and improved.
Okay, this is, so it's even better. It's like 2.0.
Yes, yes.
Okay, but I was like, this is kind of like a Diana signature move. And, yeah. And I love J-Lo when she was like, when you took your foot and like wiped it across your forehead. When you get that reaction out of Jennifer Lopez, inside, were you just freaking out? Because I was freaking out watching it for you.
Yeah, well, I grew up watching J-Lo movies and listening to her music. And I've probably watched her Selena movie like 3 times.
That movie is amazing.
I love that
movie. It's probably her best role ever. I've watched it a million times myself.
And a lot of people tell me, they're like, oh, you're so young. What do you know about Jennifer Lopez? But my parents tell me so much about her. And I've looked her up and I've watched her movies and mm-hmm. heard her songs. So even though I may be young, I still want to know about what happened in the past.
Oh, Diana, you are my girl. Because listen, first of all, I was like, people know I preach all about like ballet training. And the second thing I preach about is know who came before you. A dance history, music history, whatever it is. If you know who came before you, you have the understanding of where steps came from and being able to honor those legends and things like that.
It's very important.
I love that. I think
that's very important.
So in that moment when you're standing there with the microphone after it's all over.
I was there and I really just spoke from the heart. And a lot of people also say, oh, did what happened with Jennifer Lopez on the show was scripted? Oh my goodness, it was not scripted.
They don't hand you a script saying this is what you're going to say.
It all just came from the heart and I spoke from my heart and all my soul. And for somebody like Miss J-Lo to get out of her seat and walk up to me and give me a hug and a kiss was something that I'll never, ever forget. And I'll hold it with me for the rest of my life.
It's an impactful moment for you.
And she told me that I'm a special girl. And she's so inspiring. And she's so strong.
Mm-hmm.
And she's beautiful. And one day, smart, very smart.
Smart, yeah.
Yes. And I hope that one day I could be half as successful as she is. And she was just very inspiring. And they didn't, since it was only an hour show,
mm-hmm.
you didn't get to show everything that happened. But there's so much more. Like, I got private mentoring by her. And to get private mentoring by her, for me, was so, so amazing.
We only saw snippets of that, didn't we, I think?
I was, okay, so in the mornings we have school.
Yes. How many hours did you
have? No, I'm kidding. School's very important.
It is.
Very important, kids.
As she crosses her eyes. No, but it is hard because anyone in the junior division had to do their hours. Yes. It is required by California state law. There are child labor laws. They are not just getting out of school for a bunch of months. Yeah.
No, you have to do school. But I remember I just finished all my lessons and I was like, okay, let me just like draw something. And I was just there drawing. And then I ended up drawing this picture of me and J-Lo standing on a stage with our own name for our show, singing and dancing together.
What's the name of your show?
Was it the J-Lo and D Show?
I like it.
I think that was what it was
NBC,
called.
NBC, hey.
And I remember I was like, okay, I want to give this to her. So in my mentoring session, I danced. We talked a lot, and we were both crying together. I gave her my little picture that I drew, and we were both crying together. And that was just an add-on to our chemistry that we had, and it's just an instant chemistry.
I love that J-Lo, too. I mean, she's a mom herself, but yes. She's very maternal with a lot of the dancers. She understands what you guys have gone through because she worked her way up as well. And I love that she kind of has that instinct of, like, you know, mama bear wants to protect you guys, but wants to give you guys the best advice out there in the industry, too.
Yes. She's perfect.
I love her, too. So I was like, what she has accomplished, I think, is incredible. And people really need to look at her rise from a fly girl on In Living Color, which is amazing. But taking those steps, and she had her vision of what she wanted to create. And Benny Medina, who is her manager, saw that talent in her And listen, sky's the limit. I love that. I love that. How about the other two judges, Neo and, of course, Derek Huff? Yes.
Well, Mr. Neo, he is just so smooth.
He's smooth.
So smooth.
But he looks like he would smell good. Does that sound weird? He just looks like a guy that would have good cologne or something. Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know. I've never smelled him, but.
Me either.
That's what he looks like. That's what I think of when I think smooth. I'm like, he looks like he would smell really good.
Yeah. And he loves to get like always right to the point. And he's just like so honest. He's a great guy. And then Mr. Derek Huff. He is quite the charmer. Let me tell you. He is quite the charmer. And he's just so funny and so sweet and so awesome to be around. And then you have Miss Jenna Dewan Tatum, and she's just so beautiful.
I love her.
And she was like the support system of all the kids. And she was always with us if we needed an extra hug or anything. She would just give us advice, and she would be like, oh, let me see you dance, see if I could give you any tips backstage. And she was just so, so sweet, and she's great to be around.
I hope we see more of her in season two. I know there wasn't enough time, but they're stretching to 2 hours this season.
Yes.
So I'm thinking this is a good way to maybe step up Jenna's role, because I think she's got a lot to offer.
Yeah.
And we didn't get to see it as an audience.
Yeah, that's just, they're always backstage.
Yep.
But then there's what happens behind the cameras. All the people who work behind the cameras, where the magic happens, where everything comes together. And I got mentoring, and I got to work with Napoleon and Tabitha, Nappy Tabs, to Sandra Chavez, and all their team.
Kyle was there as well. Yep.
All their team, which they're all so great. And they were all making sure that everything was perfect, that the lighting was going with the beat of the music, and that I was having the right outfit, and my hair was good. And I actually got my own costume done by Miss Marina Toybina.
And if you don't know Marina, she does all the costumes for So You Think You Can Dance.
Yes.
She's an incredible Emmy-winning wardrobe designer. I want to ask about the stage. We had a lot of discussion about that round stage, and some people thought it was very hard to spot because it was in the round. Sometimes the lights, I remember Trey telling me, Trey Derego from the lab was saying when he had to do some of his tricks, it was a little dangerous from time to time. How did you find it? Was it okay for you?
Well, I could understand that a group, it would be more difficult because there's more people on that stage. For me as a soloist, it was also difficult, but I knew how to arrange my body to go on that stage, and what was the front and the side. And I would actually put my own like little marks on the stage.
You would?
Yeah, that's to good. Help me out. So I had my own little tips and tricks to help me out throughout
that,
the
though.
Stage. Yeah.
I mean, the good news is that you're a soloist, so you only have to worry about yourself. But I've got to imagine like Kinjas, when they're like all their precision, that would stress me out a lot.
Yes. And like I said, I had no idea I was going to make it so far. My coaches were not able to be there, unfortunately, but they were FaceTiming me, and they tried to help me through the call on the phone, on the FaceTime. But for that, it's just like angels came to me. And I only had two solos prepared.
I was just going to ask you, how many dances did you have ready?
I only had two dances prepared. And because I had no idea. Like, I just thought I was going to leave the first round. But then...
And you made it all the way to divisional finals.
I made it through the first round, and I was like, okay, oh my gosh, like, I made it. And then I made it through the second round. I was like, okay, what do I do now? And Nick Daniels, he was on the show as well, and when he got cut before leaving back home, he went and he helped me to try and do stuff, and he stayed up late. And then Rudy Abreu came, and he did my third choreography for my third solo, I Rise Up. And he's just so amazing. He's so awesome to be around, and his energy and his presence. He's
a good choreographer, too.
He's
Rudy
Abreu
is doing an amazing job at what he's doing.
He's grown so, so much.
I know.
And then for my last solo, Wild Things, which is very special to me.
Mm-hmm.
Jojo Gomez came to help me, and I know her from Artists Simply Human.
Mm-hmm.
She's faculty, And we contacted her because she did like a couple things with Wild Things, the song. And my mom contacted her and she goes, okay, I'll come. So around midnight.
Yes.
She came to the little rehearsal spot and we stayed up around, I think, like 4 a.m.
Oh my gosh.
With the help of Erica Klein. They came and they helped me out and we created a solo that the song was very special to JoJo and me. But I don't think I really got to show that throughout the show, the meaning of the song for that last dance.
Explain what it is and what maybe we missed from watching the show. Yes.
Well, what I wanted to do, I wanted to create this magical world where anything is possible and you could be anybody who you want to be. And for me, I feel like a lot of people try and change themselves to try and be like the cool kids, but you don't have to change yourself to try and fit in, that you're perfect just the way you are and you don't have to change a thing. And for me, that dance was very special to me. And for the first time ever, I lost my words. And I couldn't speak and I couldn't talk. Look at me, I'm tearing up.
I know. It's good, though. But it shows how much the dance means to you.
Yeah.
It's really special.
And I really wanted to give a message to all the kids out there that just to be yourself and to be authentic and to be true to yourself. And something that I learned around the show is to be fearlessly authentic.
It's that, a great message.
That is my saying, to be fearlessly authentic and to be yourself and to never change yourself for anybody. Because if somebody doesn't like you, they are not right for you, or they don't deserve to have you or be with you, because you are so amazing and you're so special and everybody's special.
Everyone has their own unique.
In their own unique way. And you shouldn't change that for anybody. And so that's what I really wanted to portray dancing that song. But I lost my words for the first time ever on that stage. And that's the only thing I wish I could have said it when I was on that stage. But honestly, I wouldn't change a thing. I wouldn't change a thing at all. And for me now, fearlessly authentic, it's my saying, and I'll never lose my voice again.
This is what happened. I have to tell you, this is such a great motto, first of all, but I also want to let you know that adults take decades to figure out being authentic is the best thing you can ever be.
Yeah.
So for you to have figured it out at 12 is pretty impressive. So, but I think letting other kids know, because it's tough out there. I mean, we see what happens on social media. I see it on my account. I can't imagine like what you guys sometimes see. It's a challenge. And you know, you and Eva were these two amazing dancers. Mm-hmm. I know you're both very supportive of each other and your friends. But of course, everyone's like, I'm team Eva and I'm team Diana.
Yeah.
And you guys were not, yes, you were competing, but at the same time, you guys want the best for each other. And I think that's so important.
And like throughout the show, there was so many positive messages. And I remember being on that stage and it was the lights and the cameras and the audience banging on the stage. It was just such a positive energy. But on social media, I remember there was great things, but there were also some not so great things, that it's like, it could be just one little word, but it's hurtful.
It ruins your day, doesn't it?
Yeah, you feel it inside.
I feel it as an adult, Diana, sometimes. And sometimes I just have to go, it's actually a reflection of them, not me. And that's what I need to remember.
Yeah. And I feel like, why would somebody take the time to go to somebody who is accomplishing so much and who is going for their dreams to just try and bring them down and say, I've learned that if you're not going to say something positive, then don't say anything at all.
Yep.
And for me, it's like those little tiny words could just hit that spot.
They do. And they hurt. They do hurt, even though, it, again, it's a reflection of them and nothing to do with you at all. That's the crazy part.
But World of Dance gave me the courage to speak and to speak up and to be myself. And I'll never lose my voice again after World of Dance. And I actually have had the courage to do my own self-choreographed solo. And I never had the courage to do it because I thought, what if it's not good enough? Mm-hmm. Or what if people don't like it? But after World of Dance, I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. Because if I feel satisfied with what I'm doing and I feel happy with what I'm doing and I'm just enjoying myself, then that's all that matters.
That's right.
And also my family. Family is everything for me. My family is my number one support system, and they're always there for me. And even if we're in different cities, we all have like our group chats and our FaceTime calls every single day. Yes, I was like just talking to my sisters right now.
I love that.
And even though it's hard being apart, and I'm only 12 and I'm like away from my sisters.
Yeah, you're
and my
out here mom. In LA now, aren't you?
Yes, I am out here in LA. I'm going for my dreams, and they've sacrificed so much for me to be here today and to go for my dreams and to be the star that I hope to be one day. And so without them, I wouldn't have accomplished anything. Mm-hmm. Anything at all. So you have to always be grateful for your family and the people who brought you to where you are today. And even if it's just a little bit of anger you have inside for somebody, you have to appreciate all the positivity and everything that has happened throughout your lifetime that has brought you to where you are today. And that's something I've always kept with me, and my parents have always told me that you always have to be grateful and give back.
That's right.
Because that's what's important, and I feel like it's important for the youngsters to know about the world.
That's right.
And what's going on.
And knowing that you're also like a great mentor for them, so they have someone to look up to. That's really important.
Yeah, and it is very important. And I feel like my job as a dancer, if I could just touch one person's heart in the audience, I'm happy.
Yeah.
If I could touch somebody's heart and inspire them, I'm happy. And so I started my own workshop.
And so are you doing these workshops like in dance studios or around the country?
Well, I did in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. I started and I did about 6 studios. And what I really loved about it is that the whole family was together. And it was like this family class where everybody could come and enjoy. But I wanted to do these classes. They're not master classes because I am not a master. And I am very far from being a master.
You're still learning yourself. Yep.
Yes, I'm still learning. And I still get shocked from some of the things that I do sometimes. I'm like, oh, my leg goes there. Okay. But I wanted to start my own workshop classes to inspire other kids and to show them my love for dance. Mm-hmm. And show them that they could do it too. That no matter how crazy your dream is, that you could do it. And you just have to strive for your dreams and you have to keep on going, that you could never, ever give up. So my main goal teaching or just doing my workshop classes is just to inspire these little kids.
Are you doing a little bit of dance and a little bit of, like,
I do
talk back too?
Yeah, I teach. I taught a little combo, mm-hmm. and then they would do it, and I would watch them. And even if it's like, they would always get. Some kids are like, they would get very, very mad if they messed up one little step. And for me, it's like, who cares? You're dancing. If you're doing what you love, that's what's important. It doesn't matter if your leg is all the way up here. I mean, it's great.
Yeah, 180
is nice. If you have
nice.
Great technique. But it's about just enjoying yourself and doing it because you love it. And not putting the pressure of yourself of having to do it perfect. Because nobody's perfect.
No one's ever going to dance perfect. No. We don't. Nobody ever lives a perfect life.
No, it's about learning. Classes is about learning. It's about growing.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're never going to stop growing. And you're always going to learn something new. And something I always want to grasp everything. And something that I've really learned from STARS, from transitioning from not just a dancer, but I became an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted just more, and I wanted to learn more, and I wanted to dance more. And I was like working really hard, taking convention classes and taking competitions to go on stage and perform. And it's just that hunger that you have to have inside you.
Yeah, you want to like eat, sleep, yes. breathe, dance.
Yes, it's that to always, I like to say, to always stay hungry,
mm-hmm.
not like food. No.
No, but stay hungry for your craft, for your
yes,
art.
And for I think your that- art. And I feel like if you lose that, there's no point in doing it. And
because then you're just going through the motions if yeah. you're doing something like that.
Yeah, and I dance not to please people, but to be a better dancer than I was the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Or to discover new movements or to find new melodies. And that's what it's all about. Dance is all about discovering and learning and growing.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you training here in Los Angeles or are you going back and forth to like Miami? How are you doing with all the training?
Well, right now I like go to Millennium and Edge and places like that and I take classes.
Are there any particular classes that you're loving right now?
Oh, yes. I take a lot of
classes. You take a lot of classes.
Yes, I like love taking, I love hip hop as well.
Oh, I like that.
Yes, I like spunky style.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a tomboy too.
It's good.
Even though you normally see me in like these high ponytails with makeup and everything, I'm a bit of a tomboy. And so I love taking hip hop. I love Rudy's classes, of course.
Yes.
I love JoJo's classes.
Fantastic.
I love Brian Friedman classes. Ooh.
His class, he's got a big workshop that's happening in New York
yes.
City this summer, and the faculty is amazing.
Yes.
It's like Tassandra, Mandy Moore.
Oh, yes.
It's
I love Tassandra.
Epic. I got the email for it and I was like, I want to go and I don't really dance anymore. I do my little dance classes.
Yes, just to enjoy yourself.
Just to enjoy it. That's amazing. Now, I know that you're also looking to branch out, I think, more into acting and singing as
yes.
well. You're kind of like a triple threat here, aren't you?
Yes.
We'll take that.
Trying to follow into J-Lo's footsteps.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Or you could do, I just watched Zombies on Disney Channel, which
Ooh.
Was amazing. Christopher Scott and Jeffrey Hornaday choreographed. You could totally slide right into one of those Disney Channel musicals.
Thank
right?
you.
Right? Yeah, we need to get you into Disney Channel. We need the casting directors to see you. I'm definitely for all of that. A couple things that I just want to mention too, because I did see the World of Dance tour. I didn't see...
Yeah.
I saw you on stage, but I didn't see... I was backstage with Eva that day, so I missed you because I think you were flying in a little bit later than everybody
oh.
when I saw it in Thousand
okay.
Oaks. But... That was that a lot of fun being able to meet the fans of the show?
For sure. I mean, to be my first tour and to do it with World of Dance, it was absolutely amazing for me. And it was just like we all reunited and I reunited with World of Dance and the crew and all the kids and everybody. And Eva was there, the Mahasevich sisters,
DNA,
super crew,
yep.
DNA. Who else? I'm missing people.
Is it Luca
and Jenilyn
right.
and the Electrobots. And of course, I was there. And getting to dance. And we traveled all around the U.S. and Canada.
Did you get to do a hometown city to anywhere near
Aww.
No Florida dates? That's too
Unfortunately,
bad.
Unfortunately, no.
Because I saw Eva's like Minnesota one and I was
yeah.
like, that's ridiculous. That must have been fun for her.
Oh yeah, it was fun. It
yeah.
was a great city. But we didn't do Florida.
I know. We needed a Miami date. I'm gonna talk to
yes.
David Gonzalez about that.
Next time.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Now you are not doing season two because I saw you in the season two promo and I know people in season two promo.
Yes, we were working.
Are not, yes, you did the promo with Lay Twins.
Yes, Keanu and Mari,
Kinjas,
Super Crew,
right?
Kinjas.
Did we miss anyone else? The judges were there, of course.
Yes, the judges. I think that's it.
Yeah. How fun a day was that?
That was an incredible day, especially getting to see J-Lo again.
Yes.
Of course. And the judges. And we saw World of Dance, all the World of Dance kids again that went. And not kids. Hello. There cast. Was people older than me, the cast.
I think you were the youngest there.
What am I talking about?
If I saw that promo, I'm pretty sure you're the youngest there. There's Jenna.
Yeah. Hi, Jenna. You look beautiful. She's always beautiful.
She's amazing. Well, that's kind of a fun opportunity. Yes. And, of course, the J-Lo
amazing.
Amore music video, bringing you together with Ian Eastwood and a couple of the kids from the lab. I know Trey and Kea were there, and Eva was in that. And
yes.
That must have been pretty special.
Yeah, for me, that was my first ever music video.
You start at the top.
And it was with Jennifer Lopez. I mean...
Wait,
And
they shut down the subway. They shut down
down a subway to film the video. Oh, of course they did. It's J-Lo and we've seen. Come on.
I love that, but you get to do that. You're a part of that.
Yes, I remember. Well, okay, so we would dance. It was a group of us, Trey, Kea, Eva, and I. And we would dance. And then we would go and we would run and find J-Lo. We'd be like, Where's J-Lo? Go find J-Lo. And then we'd be like, we would dance again. Let's go find J-Lo. And it was so funny. We finally got to see her at the end, which was really great.
Oh,
and
good.
We saw her in the action doing her hair whips.
I love it.
Yes.
The pony.
The pony.
She's amazing. Just to be able to watch her too, I think is great for you guys to see that and her work ethic and... She's on top of what she does. She's really on top of that.
And it was directed by Jesse Terrero. And that music video was absolutely incredible for me. And I just had such an amazing time. It was filmed in New York, in the subway of New York. And it was actually very hot in there. But I didn't really care because I was having a good time.
You kind of look a little like a baby J-Lo. Do people tell you that from time to time?
They actually do. They tell me I'm a mini J-Lo, which I love it when they say that.
Because when I saw this video, that's what I thought. I was like, oh, is she a mini J-Lo? Like in the video. That's what I was thinking.
Yes. Some people go up to me. They're like, you look like a mini J-Lo. And I'm like... Thank you
so
much. That's
a great compliment.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
But you will be your own person. You'll be Diana Pombo.
Yes, I'll be Diana Pombo.
That's right.
Hopefully.
You won't be the next J-Lo. You're like, I am Diana Pombo.
Yes.
All right. I just know that you are going to go on and do great things. But really, what is on your radar of like dreams that you'd like to accomplish in the next couple years?
Oh, wow. Well, so much has already happened. In the past year.
By the time you're 14, what would you...
I don't know.
It's kind of amazing to think about.
It's just like, that was just a year.
I know.
It feels like it's been longer, but it's just a year. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm just going to go with what God has planned for me. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to keep on working hard. And I'm just going to keep on staying true to myself and always being grateful for everything that comes my way and always giving back. Something that's actually really important for me. Mm-hmm. After World of Dance, I went to Mumbai, India.
Yes.
Can you believe I went to Mumbai, India.
How long was that flight? Long.
It was about 20 hours.
Yeah.
It was a 20-hour flight, but it's a beautiful culture.
And the people are beautiful.
The people are beautiful.
Souls.
And the food is amazing. Yes, we had
Did you have a favorite like dish?
You know, the thing is, I'm allergic to shellfish.
Yep.
So I remember eating and they brought this huge lobster. And it looked so good. And I was like, oh my gosh.
The Miami girl's allergic to shellfish. I'm from New England, so I understand like my uncle's allergic to shellfish. I'm like, you can't do that.
Yeah. So just being there, I attended a show that was directed by Mr. Ganesh Hedge. And I got to dance like next to super famous Bollywood stars.
They're amazing.
And it was so incredible for me. But something that really touched me was the culture shock. I mean,
yes,
we would walk around the streets of Mumbai, and I would see kids younger than me begging for food, mm-hmm. and barefoot, and just
the living conditions
without a family. And you would see people just in a little shed or building houses or trying to find food. And it was so sad because it made me realize how grateful we are.
And how easy we have it, even when we think we're having a bad day.
Yeah, it's really hard there. And a lot of people think that looking at photos of India, that it's so beautiful. And there's beautiful parts of India, it's true. But it's very sad being there. Like, I was very sad. And you would see just, like, dogs, just homeless dogs who haven't...
I know. I love this, though. I love this, though.
I have two
dogs. I know.
And so to see them, like, by themselves and to see the children just without a family, like, 10-year-olds.
Clean water. Some of the basic things that we have and we take for granted.
There's barely any clean water. There's barely any food. There's no homes. Like, I was like, wow. Like, look at how grateful we all are. We have a roof over our heads. We have food. We have water. We have family. So from there, I learned so much being in the show. And that made me really realize that we have to give back, too. Mm-hmm. So I started doing, like, charities. And I attended Cure Fest it was in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. And it's to help raise funds for childhood cancer. And I got to meet some cancer children, and I danced for them, and I brought their hopes up. And it was an amazing experience for me. I also attended Dancember. Mm-hmm. It's to help raise funds for childhood hunger. And we raised over $500,000.
Wow. That's amazing.
To help these kids. And $10 feeds them for, like, a whole year, I think.
That's incredible. And what's so important to be giving back.
Yeah, and I think that's so important. Like, using your platform.
Using your voice.
To help people. And that's what I want to do in the future. I want to use my platform to help all these people. And especially what's happening now in the world. Like, in Florida right now, the shooting that just happened in the high school. It's so close to home. It was devastating. And we need to stop the guns. It's horrible what's happening. And people dying and sacrificing their lives to save other people. It's really sad.
I know. It's a lot here. I'm like, I'm going to slide on over because, Diana, you are, like, the most beautiful soul I think I've ever had on this show. Honestly, I mean that. And I think so many people, if they weren't fans already, are going to be even bigger fans.
Thank you so much.
Yes. I mean, I really mean this. Like, sitting across here, I'm like, how are you 12? her dad's here. I'm like, you've raised a very beautiful daughter. I'm going to just say that right here. And believe it or not, we've got 14 seconds left on this show. But I really hope you know how beautiful you are, and don't, like, keep spreading your message, because so many other young dancers and young people need to continue to hear this. So I'm just hoping that you're hearing it from me too, because I just loved having you here on the show today, and I hope
you
see that.
Thank you so, so much.
So if anyone wants to follow Diana, where can they find you on Twitter and Instagram and stuff like that?
My Instagram is Diana_Sophia11.
Yes.
And my Twitter is It's Diana Pombo. And my Facebook is also It's Diana Pombo.
Diana Pombo, I adore you.
Oh, thank you.
I adore you so much. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
I know, this was great.
I had such a great time.
This was a profound hour, you guys, from a 12-year-old. Think about this.
You needed to let it out.
It's good, though. It's good to let it out. I love that. And I love that you're using your voice. It's really important in this day and age. All right, you guys, we will be back next week. I have Taylor from So You Think You Can Dance Season 14. I'm checking the people off the list. That means I only have Kiki left. We'll see you all, guys. We'll see you next week at To The Point with Kristen Burt, presented by Dance Network and Popcorn Talk. And remember, if you need the latest dance news, it's dancenetwork.tv. We'll see you next week.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. They do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.